has a book whose the title of which is if there's if the Bible hasn't been written.
如果圣经没有写。
If the Bible has not been written.
怎么回答呢？
What is your answer going to be?
有人说当然不用读圣经了。
And some people will say, oh, then in that case, we don't need to read the scriptures, do we?
有人回答说就不需要去买圣经。
And some people's answer would be, then we don't need to go and buy the Bible.
哦，这个答案不是那么简单的。
But the answer is not quite as simple as that.
如果圣经没有写。
If the Bible has not been written.
这人类的历史要重新写的。
Then we need to rewrite the complete history of human beings.
人类的历史要重新写。
We need to start from the very beginning.
一个美国人，他到非洲去旅行。
And there's once an American who actually toured around Africa.
他看到当地的非洲人蹲在一个地方。
And he saw local Africans were squatting somewhere.
在那里看一本书。
And they were intently reading a little book.
这美国人就走过去来看一下。
And this American actually went up to them to have a good look.
他说：“朋友，这种的玩意儿在我们的国家不流行了。”
And when he had a good look, he said to the Africans, he said that, my friends, reading this book is no longer fashionable in my country.
在我们的国家已经不流行了。
Where I came from, this is out of fashion long time ago.
你知道吗？他在读什么？
Do you know what the people are reading?
他在读圣经。
The local people were actually reading the Bible.
他就用眼睛来看那个美国人。
And these people actually looked up to this American.
也看自己的圣经。
And then they had another look at their Bibles.
摸摸他的肚子。
And then they actually touched their tummy.
他说好在这本圣经在我这里还流行。
Thank God that this book called Bible is still in fashion among us.
如果不流行的话。
Otherwise.
你早就已经在我的肚子里面了。
You'll probably be in my tummy right now.
如果圣经没有写，
If the Bible has not been written,
答案不是那么简单。
The answer is not very simple.
我们看见这个圣经的影响力。
And we can see the influence, the impact of the Bible.
改变人。
How it has changed lives.
给我们生活的能力。
Giving us motivation for living.
我们来读十五节。
If we read verse 15 carefully,
十七节
to verse 17.
我再读一次嘛，一二三。
教训读则使人归正，教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
English please.
And how from infancy you have known the scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousnessso that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这本书是保罗写给提摩太。
This letter was written by Paul to Timothy.
这个提摩太因着保罗而信主。
Timothy believed in Jesus Christ because of Paul.
提摩太，保罗很清楚提摩太的成长。
And Paul knew the growth of Timothy back inside out.
解经家告诉我们说
，And theologians would tell us，
当保罗来到提摩太的故乡传福音的时候
，When Paul came up to Timothy's hometown to preach the gospel，
他为福音受苦
，He was suffering for the sake of the Bible。
被人用石头打
，He was stoned。
被人丢到城外
，He was thrown out of the city。
他还是持守这个信仰
，And he was still holding on to his faith。
所以保提摩太看见了，他就信主。
And that is why what has caused Timothy to believe in Christ.
当然后面有他的背景。
Of course, there's a lot of background behind that too.
背景预备提摩太的心来接受福音。
All the background has been preparing Timothy into his accepting of faith.
提摩太的母亲是犹太人。
Because Timothy actually has a Jewish mom.
他有个祖母。
And his maternal grandmother.
是两位以 一个是祖母，一个是母亲影响了他。
And his grandmother and his mother had a great impact on his life too.
他从小明白圣经。
That is why from infancy he had an understanding of the Bible.
今天我们看见教会，我们年幼的一代来做礼拜。
If we look at our church today, we have the next generation among us too.
他们跟着父母来做礼拜。
And these young children, they came with their parents to worship God.
我们应该要感谢上帝。
We need to thank the Lord.
上帝恩待了我们。
God was merciful on us.
好像提摩太一样。
Like he has been gracious on Timothy.
这个是英国的画家把提摩太从小明白圣经把它画出来。
And this is painted by an English painter, depicting how Timothy was learning the Bible from a tender age.
我想我的成长好像提摩太一样。
And in my life, I had similar experience to Timothy.
这个父母把我从小就带到礼拜堂。
My parents brought me to church since I was very young.
所以我不需要经过信仰的挣扎。
Therefore, I did not have a great struggle in my faith.
我就很顺利接受这个信仰。
And I accepted it naturally.
所以我们年幼的一代，或是我们曾经在基督化家庭里面成长的。
So that is why, for the children among us, or for those of us who have grown up in Christian families, we really need to thank the Lord for His grace. Because He had prepared the environment for us. That we're able to accept this faith naturally. And after I've said this, I'm not trying to say that we're better off than others, but we need to be grateful to God. Because He knew very well of our weaknesses. If not for our upbringing in Christian families, if it is not of this growth, maybe it will be unbearable to us. But it's because of the mercy of God that He has placed it in such an environment. That we're able to have an understanding of the Bible since young. This passage tells us very well that the source of the Bible. And where does it come from? Where does the Bible come from?
它不是从天上掉下来。
It wasn't dropped out of heaven.
不是。
Not quite.
这个圣经它的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the Bible?
它是来叫我们做什么？
What is it telling us to do?
整本的圣经经过了1600年的时间再写出来。
And the whole scriptures was written in 1600 years.
超过40名的作者。
And there are over 40 authors.
我们只讲一本圣经。
And we're just talking about this one single Bible.
其实这一本其中有66卷。
But this is actually a collection of 66 individual books.
经过1600多年的时间。
Which had been written through 1600 years.
超过40位的作者。
By over 40 authors.
他们在不同的地方。
They lived in different places.
他们有不同的身份。
And they had different identities.
有的是君王,
some of them are kings.
有的是打鱼的人,
and some of them are fishermen.
有的是医生,
some of them are physicians.
有的懂得法律,
others might be conversant in law.
有的是家庭主妇,
and some might be housewives.
上帝的灵感动他,
but it was the Spirit of God who touched every one of them.
上帝的灵感动他们, 把上帝的心意把它写出来,
to pen down the heart of God.
你看我们看圣经的每一卷,
if we look at every single book of the Bible,
它的写法不一样,
and there might be different writing styles.
有的用故事性的写法写出来,
some might be narratives.
有的用诗歌这个诗体把它写出来,
some might be poetry.
有的用论文的写法把它写出来,
and some might be a thesis.
但是写同样的一个题目,
but they are all pointing to the same theme.
关于耶稣基督,
about Jesus Christ.
是圣灵感动人把上帝的话写出来。
It was because of the Holy Spirit who touched human beings to pen down the Bible.
这本书叫做书中之书。
That is why it's called the book of all books.
我们有许多的书本。
Although we have many books.
但是这本书超越各种的书本。
But this one single book is above all.
所以我们要感谢上帝。
That's why we need to thank God.
圣经是上帝所默示的。
The Bible is God's breath.
是上帝的灵呼出来。
It's breathed onto human beings by the Spirit of God.
就是说，圣经是上帝的灵感动人写的。
In other words, the book is inspired by the Spirit of God.
当然，有人有各种不同的反应。
Although people might have come from different background.
有人说圣经是人写的。
And some people might think that the Bible is written by human beings.
啊，这个是人的话。
And this is just word of man.
不是上帝的话。
Not word of God.
不是上帝的心意。
Not the heart of God.
诚实姐妹。
And my dear sister C.
你有戴手表吗？今天没戴手表。
Do you wear a watch? No, I don't.
你家里应该有手表吧？
有很多。
你告诉我，其中一个手表在哪里买的？
有在香港买的，有在日本买的。
好，在香港买的，好吧，那是名表吧？
不是。Where are the watches purchased from? And some from different place, different from different places.
去香港的人买手表一定是买名表。
I make an exception.
好，陈师把他的名表 Rolex 给我看。
Okay, I'm showing off my Rolex. Can you all see it? It's gold. It's all gold.
他说是香港买的。
Yeah, from Hong Kong.
我说你是香港做的吧？
不是，瑞士吧 ？Rolex 表。Where is the Rolex watch made? Swiss, isn't it? Yes. Swiss made.
但是我说是香港做的。
Oh, is it made in Hong Kong?
因为你在香港买的。
Oh, because it was bought in Hong Kong.
你看我这个回答成道理吗
？Does it make sense? Was it a sensible answer to where the watch was made?
这个名表是瑞士做的。
The watch itself is actually Swiss made.
大家都承认。
Everyone knows.
但是陈师告诉我的时候
，But when Sister C tells me,
她说在香港买的。
She tells me the watch was purchased in Hong Kong.
我说是香港做的。
Then I tell her, then of course it's made in Hong Kong.
所以当我这样子问回答时候
，If I actually ask a question and then I give that answer,
有人对圣经有这个态度。
And this is sometimes our attitude towards the Bible.
既然是人写的
，And since it's all written down by men,
不可能是上帝的话。
Then it's impossible for it to be the word of God.
那是人的话。
This is just word of men.
就好像我傻瓜对陈志说，那个手表是香港做的。
It's like someone who doesn't know any better to think that a Rolex watch bought in Hong Kong is made in Hong Kong.
总统都有秘书。
Our Prime Minister had something to say.
总统的秘书所写的文件。
And the secretary very often is a secretary who write out all the outgoing communication for the Prime Minister.
那是秘书的话吗
？Was it the word of his secretaries? Or her secretaries.
当然不是。
Of course not.
如果总统没有叫他写，他不会写。
If it is the president or the prime minister, then it's them who gave up those words.
就是他写出来，是总统叫他写，那是总统的话。
Because it's under the order of the prime minister or the president, then of course it's the word of the president.
不是秘书的话。
It's not the word of the secretary.
是总统的话。
It's the word of the president.
我们用这个态度来看待圣经。
That is how we should look at the Bible.
上帝的灵感动人。
The spirit of God inspired men.
人把上帝的心意把它写出来。
And so men put down the heart of God.
圣经是上帝的。
And that is why the Bible is the word of God.
不是人的话。
Not word of man.
是上帝的心事。
It depicts to us the heart of God.
透过人把它写出来。
Penned by men.
我们看圣经几个对人的益处。
And we should now look at the benefits that we can gain from the Bible.
第一，圣经给人得救的智慧。
It gives us wisdom for salvation.
这是今天我们刚刚读到的这段经文。
It's like from the passage we just read.
给我们一个得救的智慧。
And it gives us wisdom for salvation.
整本的圣经。
All scriptures
只有个主题
has only one theme.
谈到耶稣基督
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督所成就的救恩
and the salvation that He has accomplished.
上帝就把这个心意告诉人
And God tells us his heart.
使人有智慧来寻找这个救恩。
So that we have the wisdom to seek this salvation.
这个圣经带给我们的好处。
And this is one of the benefits given to us by the Bible.
今天有人读圣经看不懂。
Some people might read the Bible and not be able to understand it.
因为有不同的态度，错误的态度来看圣经。
Because sometimes when we look at the Bible, we did not come with the right attitude.
有人就用这个名词来表达叫文化基督徒。
And sometimes we use this word cultural Christian to talk about these people.
什么叫做文化基督徒？
What do we mean by cultural Christians?
看圣经是看。
And they read the Bible as it is.
研究圣经是研究。
And they study the Bible as it is.
但是他同上帝没有关系。
But they have never had a relation with God.
他把圣经当作一本参考书。
And to them, the Bible is just a reference.
好像一本在信徒里面其中的一本书籍而已。
It's just a book among a collection of books.
结果没有办法认识上帝。
And that is why they never received God.
这叫做文化基督徒。
And that is why they're called cultural Christians.
第二给我们的好处。
And the second benefit we can reap from the Bible.
圣经可以来教训人。
It teaches us.
这是讲到我们的信仰。
And this is talking about our faith.
我们有很多信仰的内容不太明白。
There are a lot of contents in this faith we might not be able to understand.
圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
比如说三位一体。
For example, the triune God.
我们怎么认识，我们怎么了解三位一体。
And how are we going to understand this Trinity?
所以这个教育我们要透过圣经来帮助我们明白。
But this we can understand through the Bible.
所以这一些都是有关圣经的教训。
And this is all about the teaching from the Bible.
特别在我们信仰教育的教导。
Especially in our Christian education.
有两本书我要向大家提出了。
And now I need to tell you about two books.
一个是英文本叫 Johnny。
And one of them, the first one is called Johnny.
另外一本是把它翻译成
Johnny.
另外一本是把它翻译成中文。
And the second one has been translated to Chinese.
大家知道吗？这个 Johnny 发生的事情。
Do you know the story of Johnny?
Yeah. David or Jason, can you tell us? I give you 3 minutes.Can you do that? Okay. Huh? Come on.
Johnny was an average 16-year-old teenager.
Johnny 其实是一个很平凡的16岁的少女。
And she's from America.
当时她住在美国。
And during, I think it was her family holidays, one day they went to a beach.
有一次呢，就是在他们一家人去度假的时候呢，他就去了一个海滩。
And when they went there, there was a pier, and so she dived off into the ocean.
刚好呢，那边有一个好像码头一样的，于是呢，他就像别人一样从那里呢就跳下去要游泳。
And after that dive, her life changed forever.
但是他这样子一跳水以后呢，他的人生就完全的被改变了。
She instantly was paralyzed and lost control of all four limbs.
因为呢，他碰到下面的石块所以呢，他就立时瘫痪四肢不能动。
And so after that, obviously she was very, very hurt, and she was thinking, and she went through great.Troublesome time after that.
当然，你可以想象一个十六岁年轻的生命遇到这样的事情，他就很难的接受，经过很多的痛苦。
She had bitterness towards God.
他就开始怀疑神。
And she went through a very, very horrible time.
他经历了一段非常可怜可怕的时期。
But after a while, she realized that God has a purpose for everything.
但是呢，后来她醒悟到，在神那里，任何事情发生都有他的原因。
And she allowed, and God allowed her to do that for a greater plan because he had a greater plan for her life.
他醒悟到神容让这样的发生，容让这样的事情发生在他身上，是因为神有一个更伟大的计划。
And so she's been able to share that with thousands and millions of people across the world.
所以因此，他就能够用他的经历去跟很多人分享神。
Thank you.
You're a good storyteller.
谢谢泽达啊，他很会讲故事。
Johnny 讲一句话。
Johnny has said this.
因为他一直坐在轮椅上。
Because she was confined to a wheelchair.
他说有一天他要把他的轮椅拍卖了 ，auction it.
But one day she need to auction her wheelchair.
因为他说在天堂就不需要用轮椅了。
Because she said that I don't need my wheelchair anymore in the heaven.
这本书最近翻译成中文版。
And this book was recently translated to Chinese.
这个中国医生叫张旭把它翻译出来。
It was actually translated by a Chinese doctor.
他是辽宁省的一个骨科医生。
And he was a visitor doctor.
骨科。
He was actually a specialist in spinal injuries.
他经常被政府派到国外。
And he was often sent overseas.
一次他被派到也门做国教的时候。
And one day he was sent to Yemen. Was it Yemen?
Yemen.
For visitation.
Yeah, 遭遇意外，他就受伤了。
And he was injured.During an accident, and he experienced a similar situation to what Johnny had before.
一个研究骨科的医生
for a bone specialist,
自己经历到这种的遭遇
to be involved in such an accident and injury,
他上半身不能动了
and he was paralyzed. His upper body was paralyzed.
非常的痛苦。
And he was under such misery.
一个很好的母亲。
And he had a good, very good mother.
母亲一直照顾他。
Who came to look after him.
有一天，他对母亲说。
One day he said to his mother.
他说：“妈妈，妈妈，你就把我的轮椅推到山上去吧。”
And he actually asked his mother to wheel him in his wheelchair all the way up the mountain.
又从高处就把我放下来。
And from a high point, just throw me off.
让我死。
To allow me to die.
但是我不能再忍受。
Because I cannot stand this anymore.
妈妈爱孩子。
But his mother loved the son.
妈妈说不能这么做。
She said I could not do this.
要死吗？我们两个人一起死。
If you are to die, then I will die with you.
他生活一直挣扎。
And he had so much struggle.
有一天，一个日本人就把《Johnny》这本书英文本给他。
And one day, a Japanese actually gave this English book, Johnny, to him.
他从日本人手中接过来。
And he received it from the Japanese.
他就放在抽屉那边。
And he only put it into the drawer.
他没有兴趣看这书本。
He wasn't interested at all.
他埋怨上天好像对他不好。
Because he was angry with the heaven, why this had happened to him.
有一天，他实在真的很无聊。
But one day he was so bored.
他就不得不把抽屉打开。
To the point that he opened up his drawer.
把这本书把它看。
And he took this book out and started reading it.
这本书的内容吸引了他。
But this book actually intrigued him.
因为这本书的作者和他情形完全一样。
Because he found that.This young girl actually experienced the same thing as he did. And after this discovery, he started calling out to God. And he asked God for the same strength that he had bestowed on Johnny to be upon him too. To allow him to trust in God and to trust in him.And he believed in Jesus. And after that, he translated this book into Chinese. But he had given it a Chinese title. And today, he actually toured around different places to share, to witness. And this is a benefit we can reap from the Bible. It gives us wisdom for salvation. And it teaches us. And it teaches us to tell us what is a true faith. And after, and apart from that,
圣经在读治、在改变这方面给我们的帮助。
The Bible is also beneficial in rebuking and correcting.
美国林肯总统他讲了一句话。
And President Lincoln of the United States had said this.
请再来读一二三。
And let us read it together.
God's most great book, it is the best gift God has given to man. But for it, we could not know right from wrong.
这是圣经给我们的帮助。
And this is the benefit given to us by the Bible.
如果圣经没有写,
if the Bible has not been written,
不是说我不必读圣经,
it doesn't say that we do not need to read the Bible.
不是说就不用去买圣经,
it's not as simple as we do not need to buy the Bible anymore.
如果圣经没有写,
if the Bible has not been written,
我们就不知道什么是对, 什么是不对,
then it would be impossible for us to understand what is wrong or right from wrong. And it's just natural that we walk on the wrong path.
林肯到了最后,
and President Lincoln, until the end,
他逃难的时候,
and when he was running, when he was on the run, and he came to a Presbyterian church, and he knew that his life was under great danger. And he told the pastor there,
你要告诉大家,
you need to tell your people,
林肯是基督徒,
and President Lincoln is a Christian.
林肯是基督徒,
President Lincoln is a Christian.
因为他看这本圣经,
because he trusts in the Bible.
改变了他,
and the Bible has changed him.
影响了他,
and has great impact on his life. And that is why he said this great saying.
如果没有圣经的话,
if the Bible has not been written,
我们不知道什么是对, 什么是错,
we do not know what is right and what is wrong.
今天在美国,
today in America,
都变成公立学校,
and especially in the public schools,
把圣经拿掉,
and they throw away the Bibles.
不许读圣经,
the reading of the Bible is disallowed in school.
当圣经拿掉的时候,
once they remove the Bibles,
什么东西来代替呢?
And what did they replace it with?
学校里面要找警察来,
and they need to replace them with policemen.
学校里面要找警察来保护他们,
they need to place police in the schools to protect the students. Because there are too many gunmen shooting.
当圣经没有写的时候,
therefore, when the Bible has not been written, it's no longer possible for us to know what is wrong from what is right.
大家看了,有人曾经看这一部影片,
and,
这部影片叫桂河桥,
The Bridge Over the River Kwai.
这是美国这个Hollywood,
produced by, from the Hollywood.
我想知道这个内容到底讲什么。
You know what the film is about.
讲到一批英国的军官、英国的军兵被俘虏。
And it tells us a story about a group of British soldiers. They were captured.
这个日本的军官就要逼他们把桥建立起来。
And the Japanese officer actually forced them to build this bridge over the river.
但日本人不容易指挥他们。
But it's so hard, so difficult for the Japanese to control them, to master them.
有人看了这一部的影片,
and some people, after seeing the film,
他就做了一个评论,
had commented this.
他说你们被Hollywood骗了。
And they said, you have been brainwashed by Hollywood.
里面的内容把它曲解了。
Because the contents, the actual events have been twisted.
因为这些英国人给他们搭桥的时候,
Because when the British were building the bridge,
看起来好像没有事情,
and although it looked very normal,
在那吹口哨,
it seems that they're whistling,
很轻易把桥建立起来,
having fun, build up the bridge quite easily,
缅甸的一个大使人员,
and yet a Cambodian, Burma, And he knew that this very, very well.
他把里面的情形讲出来。
Who told the true story behind?
他说，当英国人被日本人俘虏。
And he said that when the British soldiers were captured by the Japanese,
他们每一个人简直好像野兽一样。
They were treated just like animals.
看见东西抢。
And they just rob people.
看见食物也抢。
Rob them of their food.
不是你死我就我活
Because if it is not you, then I would die.
是好像野蛮人一样
So they're just like people, uncivilized people.
日本的军官不能指挥他们
Therefore, it's impossible for the Japanese to master over them.
所以就叫英国的军官来指挥他们的部下
So what they did was they actually placed a British officers in charge of these people.
这个军官也不容易指挥他们。
And it's not an easy task as well.
有一天当他指挥他们的时候
One day when this British officer trying to
他用他的手摸到背后的袋子有一本小书
And he felt that there's a little book at the back of his pocket.
他就把这本书拿过来
And he took out this book
打开来给他看
And opened it and read it
原来是新约圣经
He found that it was the New Testament
他就把它读
And he started reading it
他读了以后
And after he read it
自己就平静下来
He actually calmed down himself
感觉上帝的平安在他心中
He felt the peace of God in his heart
他鼓励了所有的英国军人
And he started encouraging the British soldiers
他们来读叫他们来听
and encourage them to hear the reading of this
不断地把它读他们有机会听以后
and he continued to read it for them to hear
整个情形改变过来
and it turned the whole situation around
他们就平静下来
and it calmed down all the soldiers
他们才能够有力量把这个桥把它搭起来
and that is how they have the strength to build the bridge
如果没有哪一本圣经
Without that New Testament of the Bible,
内容结果就不一样了。
Then the contents, the results, and results will be very different.
如果圣经没有写
If the Bible has not been written,
答案不是那么简单。
We cannot have a simple answer.
这个圣经的影响力太大了。
Because great is its impact.
圣经使人在贵正的事情上有益处。
And the Bible helps us to be beneficial on good works.
我喜欢讲故事。
I like to tell stories.
这故事帮助了我。
Because stories often help me.
我第二次读神学的时候。
And the second time when I went to theological college.
我是来到墨尔本这里来读。
I came to Melbourne to study.
毕业礼的那一天。
At my convocation.
神学院就请。Dr. Paul White 来讲
The Bible College, the Theological College actually invited Dr. Paul White to be the speaker.
Dr. Paul White 听五天讲
And Dr. Paul White had returned to glory.
他写了好多小孩子儿童的书本
He had written a lot of children's books.
所以他叫做林月医生江哥 Doctor.
And that is why he's called the Jungle Doctor.
这是他所写的书本
That's because of all the books he wrote.
也翻译很多的文字。
And it had helped a lot of people.
他经常用故事来表达真理。
Very often he liked to explain the truth with stories.
他说那一天他来到非洲的时候。
And he said that one day when he came to Africa.
就是要做宣教师。
He was to be a missionary.
用心意来传达上帝宝贵的福音。
And he was going to share the gospel through his practice, his medical practice.
他的上帝就对他说。
His boss told him.
这是你开始工作了。
And now that you have started.
就把一本书给他。
And he gave him a book.
他说里面有很多的药名。
And there's a lot of remedies in the book.
这是许多内科、外科医生的经验。
And it's actually a lot has a lot of experiences.
当你给人行医的时候。
From surgeons and doctors alike.
你可以对照用什么药来帮助他们。
And you, when you practice, you can refer to the book.
这个就开始行医了。
And he started his own practice.
他就专心听病人心里面的倾吐。
He was often very attentive hearing out his patients.
他就查医生的病人的健康。
And to look at the patients carefully.
有一天，一个非洲的老伯伯来。
And one day, an old African man came.
他说：“医生，医生，我头痛。”
And he told the doctor, "Doctor, I had this headache."
我颈项痛。
And I had this neckache.
我这个背痛。
And a backache.
这个医生就跟他说。
And the doctor said to him,
我给你一些药片。
I'm going to give you some pills.
日出吃两片。
And take two at sunrise.
中午吃两片。
Take two at the noon.
日落的时候也吃两片。
At sunset, take another two.
过了几天你就可以好。
And you'll be well after a few days.
过了两个礼拜。
After 2 weeks.
这个老伯伯又再回来。
This old man returned.
又在那边喊着说。
And once again he said.
他说：“医生，医生，我头痛。”
Doctor, I had a headache.
我颈项痛。
I had a neckache.
我背部很痛。
And I also had backache.
我生活都没有兴趣。
And I'm not even interested in living anymore.
保罗医生就对他说。
And Dr. Paul actually said to him.
老伯伯。
My dear old man.
你有没有把我的药把它用呢？
Did you take my medicine as I told you?
老伯伯就把他的衣裳打开来。
And the man actually opened up his jacket.
给他看里面有个布条。
And allow him to see there's a bandage.
把布条拿下来。
And he took out the cloth.
里面有个小小的报纸小包。
And there were little bags.
是用香蕉皮把它包起来。
Each was actually wrapped with a banana leaf.
他说：“医生，医生，我很聪明。”
He said that, "Doctor, I'm actually very smart."
这是你给我的些药。
And this is all the pills that you have given me.
我头痛的时候就放在我的头上。
And when I had headache, I put it on my forehead.
我颈项痛的时候就放在我的颈项。
When I suffered from neckache, I put the pills on my neck.
我背部痛的时候就放在我的背部。
When my backache started, I put it on my back.
所以我还保留这些药。
So I kept the medicines.
我不会浪费这些药。
I would not waste it.
保罗医生说你错了。
And Dr. Paul say, "You're so wrong."
你错了。
You're so wrong.
你马上把这些药品把它吞下去。
And now you need to take the medicine into you.
他就好了。
And he became well.
保罗医生就说。
And Dr. Paul said,
我们有这些药品。
Very often we have these pills.
我们也靠近这些药品。
And we're so close to them.
如果没有把这个药品 成为我们身体生命的一部分。
But if we do not actually take it inside us to allow it become part of us or part of our life, they are no good to us.
我们有这本圣经。
We have this Bible.
我们很容易靠近这本圣经。
And we're so close to the Bible.
如果没有把圣经当作我们生命的一部分。
But yet, if we never treated it as part of us, our life,
这本圣经对我们没有益处。
Then it will be of no use to us at all.
最后告诉我们,
Therefore, finally,
我们来看约伯记给我们的话,
let us look at the book of Job.
再一起来读, 1, 2, 3.
我看重他口中的言语, 过于我虚用的饮食。
English, please.
I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread.
这是约伯对上帝的话语的态度。
And this is how Job looked at God's word.
求上帝帮助我们。
May God help us all.
我们看到圣经的影响力。
To see the actual impact of the Bible.
我们看到圣经给人的帮助。
To see the benefit we can reap from the Bible.
如果没有把它当作生命的一部分。
And if we never treated it as part of our life, it will be of no use to us.
它不是一本百科全书。
Because it's not an encyclopedia.
什么叫做百科全书？
What do we mean by encyclopedia?
你可以到附近的图书馆。
You can go to a local library.
你可以把百科全书把它借回来吗？
You can borrow encyclopedia.
带到家里吗？
And can you bring it home?
那个图书馆的人说不。
But the library won't allow you to borrow it out. Because the book is not for loan.
你要在这里看。
You can only read or refer to encyclopedia in the library.
当我们有需要的时候。
It's only when you need it.
偶尔有需要的时候。
Or when your children need it.
要做功课的时候。
When they're doing assignments or essays. Then you take an encyclopedia.
看了以后。
And you refer to it.
把它放回去。
And then you put it back onto the shelf.
圣经不是一本百科全书。
And we need to remember the Bible is not an encyclopedia.
它是书中之书。
It is actually the book of all books.
它给我们智慧，认识耶稣基督。
To give us wisdom in knowing Jesus Christ. Let us be like Job. To have this attitude towards the Bible like we treat food. And we long, we desire God's word. Let us bow our heads and pray. Father God, we thank you. And that this time,
我们一同来敬拜上帝。
We'll worship you.
也是在这样一段时间。
And it's also in this moment.
我们表达对真理的渴慕。
And we express our desire for the truth.
我们看见年长的人。
We see elderly people.
我们看见成年人。
We see adults.
我们看见孩童们。
We see children.
我们看见上帝都把我们放在一起。
We see how God, you have placed us all here.
上帝恩待我们。
And we see how your grace is upon us. And to allow us to understand the Bible since young. And we understand the benefits that we can gain from the Bible. May you have grace upon us. Help us to remember this is indeed the book of all books. Which is above all knowledge. Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.